Good morning and welcome to AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and today is Friday, which means it's our Mixed Topics Day.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Alex. This is one of my favorite episodes of the week, where we get to connect the dots between different AI concepts.
Right.
You know, from the philosophical to the deeply technical.
Exactly. So today we're exploring the black box problem and what it means for ethics.
Hmm.
And we'll also bust a popular myth about AI and creativity.
Ooh, I like this. And to tie it all together, we'll pull back the curtain on a key technical concept that explains how AI seems to, you know, understand our world.
Yeah.
It's a perfect Friday combination. So, Sarah, where are we starting?
Purposeful. Let's begin with ethics. So, Alex, I was reading about this idea of the black box problem in AI.
Okay.
It's a term you hear a lot, and it sounds pretty concerning. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. The black box is one of the most important ethical discussions right now. I mean, imagine you apply for your dream job,
yeah,
and the rejection email just says, the algorithm has decided you are not a good fit.
Yeah.
I'd want to know why, right?
Of course. I mean, I'd want to know what I was missing or if the decision was fair.
And that's the problem. With so many of these complex AI models, even the people who designed them can't fully trace the exact reason for a specific decision.
Wow.
We see the data go in, the answer comes out, but the why is just hidden inside this complex web of millions of calculations. That's the black box.
So it's like a brilliant but mysterious doctor who gives you a diagnosis but refuses to explain their reasoning.
Right.
You might trust them because they have a great track record, but you'd feel, I don't know, deeply uneasy.
That's a perfect analogy. And now apply that to an AI deciding, say, a loan application, a medical diagnosis, or a parole hearing.
Okay.
Without understanding the reasoning, we can't check for hidden biases or critical errors. That lack of transparency is a huge barrier to accountability.
And that fear of what we can't see or understand, naturally leads to some big myths about AI.
Yeah.
Which is a perfect transition to our next topic, AI myths versus reality.
Oh, I like this. And so what's the myth on your mind today, Sarah?
The one I keep hearing is about creativity. We've all seen those incredible AI-generated images and pieces of music.
Mm.
And the myth is that AI is now truly creative, that it can just dream up original art just like a human. It certainly looks that way. What's the reality, Alex?
Well, the reality is it's both more and less magical than that. AI is more of a master remixer than a true creator.
Hmm.
It isn't generating art from like an internal consciousness or from life experiences. Instead, think of it as a highly sophisticated pattern matching engine that's been trained on billions of examples of human-made art, text, and music.
So when it creates, it's actually just finding and blending patterns from all that data it studied?
Exactly.
It sounds like it's more of a collage artist or a musical DJ, just skillfully reinterpreting and combining existing work to make something that feels new.
That's exactly it. It's a powerful tool for creativity.
Right.
It's not the same as human creativity, which stems from intent, emotion, experience. And this distinction is vital when we start having conversations about copyright and ownership.
That's a massive question. And to really understand why AI works that way, why it's a remixer and not
right,
a thinker, we need to get into our technical insight for the day. A concept that, as I understand it, is just fundamental to how all of this works.
You're right. And that concept is called embeddings.
Okay. That sounds technical, but I think I can take a first crack at explaining it with an analogy.
Okay.
My understanding is that computers only think in numbers. So embeddings are a way of translating our complex world, words and images, into a numerical format. Is that close?
That's a perfect start, but it's more than just a simple secret code like A equals 1 and B equals 2.
Right.
Embeddings are a way of taking those concepts and representing them as coordinates in this vast, multidimensional meaning space. And in the space, concepts with similar meanings are placed close together.
Okay, so it's not just giving each word a number.
Yeah.
It's giving it a location, an address, based on its meaning and its relationship to other words.
Precisely. The classic example that proves this is the king, man, woman equation.
Wow.
In this meaning space, the vector for king minus the vector for man plus the vector for woman, it results in a new vector that is incredibly close to the one for queen. It shows the AI has actually learned the abstract relationships between words.
Wow. So it's like a giant magical library where the librarian doesn't use the alphabet.
Mm.
Instead, it places books with similar themes and ideas right next to each other on the shelf in ways we couldn't even imagine. So if you pick up a book about epic sea voyages, the books right next to it might be about space exploration because they share that deeper, abstract theme of adventure.
That is the perfect analogy. And that is how an AI understands us.
Mm.
It's not consciousness. It's just incredibly clever mathematical organization. Embeddings are what allow a search engine to find what you mean, not just the keywords you type.
That really ties everything together.
Yeah.
The black box problem exists because the map of that magical library is just too complex for any human to read.
And the creativity myth is busted because the AI is just finding new clever paths between existing books in the library,
right?
Not writing a brand new book from a blank page.
You've nailed it. Understanding a core concept like embeddings really does help demystify both the ethical challenges and the popular myths. This was a fantastic discussion, Alex.
My pleasure, Sarah. It's all part of the same fascinating puzzle, and seeing how the pieces fit together is the best part.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about.
Ooh.
Now that you know AI-generated art is more of a remix than an original creation from a conscious mind, does that change how you value it? Does it make the art itself more or less impressive to you?
That's a great one to ponder. Thanks for tuning into AI Daily. We'll talk to you next week.